So let's take a quick look at the genus Salix, the willows. Remember the genus Crataegus and how hard it was to tell the species apart because they all hybridize? Well, that's the same problem we have with the willows. There are probably about 20 species of willow in Wisconsin, but they're pretty hard to tell the species, so we'll just make sure you can recognize the genus Salix. These are mostly shrubs, though there are some species of trees, and they sure do like water. They occur a lot along rivers. The leaves are alternate and linear, or narrowly lanceolate, and the buds on the twigs have just one bud scale. That's pretty distinctive. The flowers, again, are in catkins, with male and female trees being separate. Willows are really early successional, light-demanding species common in floodplains. They're adapted to frequent disturbance, with their seeds blowing far and wide on the wind, and their ability to regenerate vegetatively through fragmentation. Willows are sometimes used to reduce erosion on unstable soils and to make wood fiber. The bark of willow is the source of aspirin.